While she's trying to find it, okay. Maybe you need to set it in the middle of the table.
There you go. So that she can pick everything up, let's please try to talk one at a time and not talk over each other, so it'll be easier for Joanne to catch everything. And let's do a roll call so she knows who all was here. Connie, we'll start with you and go around this way.
Connie Latterman.
Patty Ferguson.
Jelena Johnson.
Phyllis Patton.
Joanne Carpenter.
Sandy Osheroff.
Phil Patton.
Bill Kroll.
Okay, and Julie's supposed to be coming in a little bit later. She had a doctor's appointment. So. Okay. So I know we have a quorum. I counted you already. There does not appear to be any public present at the moment. So we'll skip the public comment. Okay, and we'll start with item number 3, which is, why are we here? Like I said, most of you and a couple of you are not aware of this because you're new to the board, but every year I've tried to get the board together in January at my house so that we could discuss what we had just done, how it worked, where it didn't work, do we still want to do it, all that kind of stuff. So this is that meeting. It's just because of the open meeting law that had to be some place where public could come, and I didn't necessarily want the public to be at my house. So the first item 3A, is to discuss events of the past year. What was good about them? What could we do better? Do we want to continue these events? And I believe the 3 major events were the 4th of July barbecue, the Reno Aces ball game, and the New Year's Eve party. So let's start with the fact that you need to find a new fundraising chairman. I'm going to try to talk Joe into it, but this has not been a good week for Joe, so I didn't mention it to him yet. Well, I can tell you all over at lunch. It doesn't need to be public. So I'm going to see, because he needs to be more involved. Otherwise, he's going to fly the coop, I think. So hopefully I can get you a new chairman. I will work with him a little bit here and there for the rest of this year, and then would be on his own. 4th of July, for the first time, wasn't too bad. I think some of the people who worked on it before have said they would be willing to work again. Patty?
Yes, I have some idea. Excuse me, I have some ideas.
Okay.
During the event, I noticed people walking by and were kind of wanting to come in, but then they realized that if they wanted to participate and eat, they had to buy a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So my suggestion would be to consider no tickets, leaving it open to the public, and asking for a percentage back from the food trucks.
The only thing with that is usually the food trucks want an estimate of how many folks.
True.
Last time I blew
True.
It out of proportion and...
They weren't happy?
It didn't happen.
Okay. Now, when we sold beer last year, did we need to get some sort of a permit or a liquor license?
Yeah.
How much did that cost?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Was it like $40?
Was it something like that? I don't know. I can look it up.
I think it's something like that, and then we have to let the insurance people know that we're
right.
selling beer.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's like an extra $40 or
something. Well, if we can't open it to the public because we have to have the food trucks with some idea of how many people, then that squashes that idea. I think maybe we might want to do something to involve the kids. I don't know the cost of any of this, so I'm just throwing it out there. But we might try the clown with face painting, maybe do some games for the kids. I think maybe if we had a little more shade, it would help. And I know that that means begging and borrowing anybody who has a shade shelter to drag it in there, which can be a little bit awkward for some people. I talked to Dana, one of my volunteers who's very much into country music, and she does line dancing, and she and her group might be willing to do a little thingy.
Mm-hmm.
Crank up the music, make it more of a party kind of an atmosphere. Maybe we could give away some books, those that are not 100%, but not, you know, not on the bottom of the list.
This is still in conjunction with what they're going, what's going on at Mills, right?
Right.
So we're not, with all the Ferris wheels and all that, you'd still want to do something for the kids?
It might be a thought, that's all. Okay. Just a thought. It's just ideas. I'm just throwing them out there.
Just games they can do for nothing as opposed to having to pay to ride the Ferris wheel and the
right.
Ring toss and all that stuff over there. I mean, there are some families
who can't really afford that.
Mm-hmm. All of that.
I mean, we could probably divvy up and come up with some inexpensive little prizes from what's that catalog? Oriental mm-hmm. Supply or whatever
Oriental
it is.
Extra.
Yeah. So it's just thoughts. I think that 4th of July would be worth pursuing.
Well, they do have a bird's eye view here of the fireworks.
Yes.
Fighting traffic and all
yes,
that
we do.
Yeah.
Do you remember how much we made on each one of these events?
No.
I don't think we made a whole bunch on the 4th of July. I think maybe around $100 or something like that. It wasn't a big amount of money.
Yeah.
Granted, it was the first year. My comments would be the majority of the people who attended the 4th of July are board members, or not board members, excuse me, friends members.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we really got much of the public or the community that attended this event. I would almost recommend, since one of our goals is to increase membership and maybe get more involvement from the membership, is instead of making the 4th of July a fundraiser, maybe make it a friends event where we invite the friends, and you do have the food trucks, but we don't try to get profit from it. It's available for people.
If we only had one truck, I think that would probably be okay.
Sure.
And they would know it's, you know.
Right.
But I'm thinking
chancy.
If you make an event, you know, that's, we don't charge the friends, other than if they want to buy food, then they can. But if we make it more of an event for the friends and try to promote, you know, community mm-hmm. among our membership, maybe mm-hmm. we can get more involvement, more activity out of some of the members.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good
because
idea.
Because we don't really, you know, as far as the friends of the library go, if you don't work at Browsers or if you're not really part of the board, you're not involved. So if
that's
we're trying, and that's how come we don't,
down the road.
Right, and we don't have,
Hi,
you know, we need people to become active and involved so that the same people don't have to do the job time again. So if we can try to do something that brings in the membership that doesn't cost them money, you know, other than maybe they pay for their own food, or you keep the price really low so you're not trying to make a profit from it, then maybe we can get some more involvement. And I thought the 4th of July event, because it's right here, you get to see the fireworks, you could bring your family
mm-hmm.
event, and you know, we could throw in things like games and such, but I just thought maybe instead of making it a fundraiser, we made it a friends event. It might help promote participation in the membership.
And if you want to make money, have a raffle of some sort.
Could certainly do that.
Yeah.
I agree that, you know, not worrying about how much you make, but rather have it as an event. I mean, you put out a table out there with face painting, the kids are going to want to come in, and they'll drag their parents. You know, so I think our society sometimes is too focused on how much are we going to make. And 4th of July is a perfect time to have, you know, promote families and people helping us. And I agree.
I do too.
So I wasn't saying open it to the whole public. I was saying open it to those that are members of the friends.
No,
because they do, the public has the park.
Right. Well, but members of friends have kids.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Grandkids or whatever.
Or grandkids.
Families.
Or
families.
Yeah.
Members and their families.
Right.
So
sure.
Like
children and grandchildren visiting, they can bring them all.
Right.
And how do you deal with if somebody wants to come in off the street that are not members? Do you just turn them away?
No, let them in.
Maybe we'll get them to join.
You just don't advertise it that way.
Right. It's a friends event, and if somebody strays in, because we're so cool.
They walk right past us if they're going over there.
Yeah. I wouldn't, you know, provide them with food at our expense or anything like that if they're not members. Certainly wouldn't do that because we don't want this to be something where it's going to cost us money either. Right. Necessarily.
Well, then just do away with
Well, we probably should sell the food, but it's a lot less expensive than if you go
to Mills Park.
To Mills Park and buy the same food.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you're worried about whether they're a member or not a member, on your advertisements to the friends at the last and things like that, you could have something highlighted that says, don't forget to bring your card. Mm-hmm. You know. Yeah, most of them are going to forget to bring their car.
Right, and we can't really prevent people from walking into the parking lot. I mean, we couldn't last year either.
Yeah.
But, you know, I people aren't just going to come in if it says it's a Friends of the Library event. People won't necessarily just walk in either because they'll say it's not really theirs.
And, yeah, and part of that is this used to be used for parking on the 4th of July. So we are... By doing that, we are taking up parking spaces. So those people are walking because they're having to go further down the street to park.
Hey, join the Friends. You can party with us. Mm-hmm. You don't have to walk as far.
Right. How would you deal with the homeless people that contend to perch around here? Just like this morning walking in, I've seen five of them just over here. This is their area that they've made their nesting. So on July 4th, when they come in, how are you
going to
be mingled?
Well, I know last year there was a gentleman that was over here that was obviously homeless, and when we started bringing tables and chairs, he left.
Yeah.
We didn't ask him to leave, but he left.
Well, that would be somewhat embarrassing to us.
Yeah, you know? I mean, you can't ask them.
You have to deal with
you can't
them.
Ask
no,
them.
Because they're either going to be here or they're going to be down at the park and the place where they all
I'm just saying that he did leave. I would not suggest you ask him.
They can be wherever they want to be, so. No. This is a good idea.
Just a suggestion.
This is just the thing about them. The other one was
the
ACES tickets. And it is so late now that I don't think we could get any kind of a package deal. And since I'm the only one that did any work towards that, I don't want to do it again this year.
Don't blame you.
So there goes two fundraisers that we had last year that we would not be having this year.
What's the other one?
The 4th of July and the 8th.
Yeah.
We're not going to do the 4th of July.
No,
it's not going to be
a fundraiser.
Oh, fundraiser. Excuse me.
Okay. So the third one that we did last year was the New Year's Eve party.
Yay!
We did make around $3,000 profit on that one. We made a couple $100 profit on, you know, ACES tickets. But I don't think we could do that this year because I think all the best dates are probably gone already because I started getting information from them in January. And we kept having to put this off and put it off, and I didn't do anything. So, New Year's Eve. I have two, I'll start since I was the one that was running it. I have two comments, different comments, one for one that we need to change. Sandy says we need to keep it because there's a lot of people who like it.
I do.
And do well.
I do too.
And we had fun. I will tell you that the one who told me we should move it was Sina. And this is what she told me. This was before it actually took place last year. First of all, there are city officials that have it in for Dwight Millard for whatever reason, so they will boycott anything that takes place in one of his properties or they won't come.
Sure. Sorry.
Secondly, because it is on New Year's Eve, there are a lot of people who are out of town. And she's talking about that list that we had of all of the people who spend money when they go to these events. In fact, she and Joe won't be here next year. So that was two reasons. And everybody keeps saying, well, let's have it at the Boys and Girls Club. Okay, I have not been invited, nor have I attended any of the parties at the Boys and Girls Club. First of all, I know the Boys and Girls Club probably don't have to pay anything to use that space, but do they charge other people to use that space? I don't know. Do they get their catering donated for that huge event that they have? I don't know.
They had them down as sponsors.
See, yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. I think somebody paid for the auctioneer that they brought in. Mm-hmm. I have yet to see a program that has sponsors listed. I'm not going to ask them for their invitation list because I know they wouldn't give it to us, and there's no reason why they should. But I would like somebody who does go to those events to write down some of the names.
Well,
that
it was publicized in the paper.
Yeah. Not the people that attended.
No, no, not the people
that
attended.
The sponsors were.
The sponsors were all.
I don't take the paper.
Oh.
So those of you who take the paper need to take those articles and share them with us.
Okay.
Okay. Otherwise, I have no idea whether it would be profitable for us to move our event over there.
So
and do they allow decorations over there, or I would just like to wash my hands of the whole thing because I don't have the ideas anymore. I don't have the connections in this town for the money, the people that are coming and spending, the people that are donating those fantastic prizes. I don't know who they are. They don't know who I am. And I've had people who are attending ours that were complaining about, oh, there's no big restaurants here. It's all those little bitty places that I've never gone to. Well, what I would say to that person is, if you would like to see bigger names on this thing, you join this committee and you be the one that goes out and makes the multiple phone calls and multiple visits to the restaurant to get the donation. There are three restaurants in this town that I have completely written off of the list because they avoid you. They won't tell you no. They won't give you anything, and they're just, oh, the person who's in charge is not here. I don't care what time of day
person's
you
person's never there.
Right. What time of day you call.
Person doesn't
trying
exist.
To be nice and not, you know, bother them during their busy time, forget it.
Well, one name
they never
that was
tell
on,
you.
On that list that I told you about was the people we pay rent to that were big bidders that mm-hmm. day, and I just about had a coronary.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, how come they don't come to our thing? Well, of course, we've never invited them.
Right.
So.
I think, and it's only because I went to the Kathmandu fundraiser with the Cassie Bunch, and I'm telling you, this was held upstairs at the Brewery of Arts. Mm-hmm. It was sold out when they started, and we're in big competition with all the other organizations. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're the little group,
mm-hmm.
the friendly group, and I think there's something that can be said for that, but the fact is, I watched a person pay $2,000 mm-hmm. during a bidding of a basket that was worth $1,100.
Yeah.
And it was continuously. Mm-hmm. And the man who was the MC was a very aggressive. He owns the Artsy Fartsy.
Oh, him.
Yes,
yeah.
And he
okay.
is a handful.
Yeah.
But the people just were...
Well, a lot of Cassie people support
oh,
that, too.
Well, there mm-hmm. were only eight of us at that table.
But there were others.
But there were others.
Yeah.
But the fact is, we're in such competition mm-hmm. with Cassie, mm-hmm. with Kathmandu, with the Boys and Girls Club, who have their huge, I've been to their function, and that's a $100 donation to get into.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they have big sponsors.
See, that's
I'm
just
they're
it.
Talking about
we
big.
We don't have that. I mean,
don't know.
We have the support of the little locally owned mom and pop restaurants, what have you, around here, which are all very good, by the way. Everything that was donated, I have been to the restaurant, and they're all good. So, but and then you get, I don't think there was more than two, if there were even that many, of the silent auction items that were actually went for what the estimated value was. And those estimated values either came from adding up all the coupons, there wasn't an off-the-wall estimate, or estimated from, if it was an actual item, from the business themselves. So I know they were like their retail value. So the people who come to our party come to find a bargain. They don't come
to donate money to the Friends of the Library.
That's right. Did you think about partnering with one of the restaurants or one of the, like, say, oh, not Adele's, damn it, they're gone, but Glen Eagles, say, for instance?
Glen Eagles won't give me the time of day. So,
really?
Yeah, so, no, I don't do anything with Glen Eagles.
They're...
You gotta be a Republican to get anywhere.
Is that Thunder Canyon?
Uh-huh. No, Thunder Canyon is...
Thunder Canyon now is Toyoga.
Yeah. But it's, I feel somewhat, part of me agrees with you, and the other part of me is going to, of course, say, there's something more we can do. I really am, at this point, like Cena. I understand, because of Millard, they do have a vendetta against him.
Why? What do
you do? He owes the city money, a massive amount of money. And when the deal at Empire fell through, Millard is sitting there going, well, geez, sorry, Carson City, I can't pay you back that million or $3 million that I owe you.
What's the money for? What did he?
It's property. It's all water resources, property, and there's some other issues that it's under the table none of us are made privy to. I mean, I'm a citizen, you're a citizen, and everything else. But I can see that at the New Year's Eve party, it's a small contingency of the trustee board, and then, again, we get back to Friends of the Library, because people don't want to pay that amount when they can go across the street to the Max, go out to Fandango's, go to Bodine's, get free champagne, get everything free. This community is tight, unless you know somebody, and you've already made up that point. Mm-hmm. All of us, I have no connections.
Right.
I've been gone for 35 years. Mission Linen is no longer part of our packet. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching now with the Cassie individuals, and you're very familiar. They have a lot of contacts. Lisa, well known at this, she's bidding at this function.
Lisa goes to everything. And she schmoozes everybody
she
in
does.
Town.
She's
yes.
one of the biggest smooth schmoozer
yes.
ladies that I've met.
And it pays
nice
off.
Lady. Oh, it is.
Pays off. I mean, we have big bucks.
But I'm sitting there as not a participant, but as just to figure out what they're doing, and their silent auctions, they had, oh God, at least 20 of those, and people were bidding over
the amounts. Over the value.
It was,
yeah.
Then they did the raffle tickets. Then they did several other silent, they made over $4,000 just before we had our dinner. Charlie Abouts people, they provided
well, he
the
provided
dinner.
The food.
It was all free from, he didn't charge them. And this is just the Kathmandu people. So, where do you
it
go?
Wasn't Kat, it was Nevada Humane Society.
It was Nevada Humane Society.
Kathmandu is...
But she was part of it, Susan.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She did a lot of... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was advertised that way, too. Mm-hmm.
That she gets a piece of the action.
Yes,
she doesn't
did.
Do too much for it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She had her staff up there.
Yeah. Anybody else have any comments on this? Because I've given
on fundraising?
Fundraising or the New Year's Eve party or any other ideas to take the
I
place
go,
of something.
I can go to the New Year's Eve party to dance.
Yeah.
They have good music and it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so much interested in the auction, although you know at the end of the trail I bought what was left over pretty
right.
much.
Right.
At what price was marked.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay?
Sure.
But the long story short, I thought it was okay. Mm-hmm. Second of all, I belong to a small organization, well, we're seriously considering hiring an event organizer at our cost to put these things on.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's occurring is there's a lot of competition, and usually we find that, like most organizations, there's usually one person or two people who are spark plugs and carry the whole ball the whole way themselves and organize. Okay, sometimes that's hard to find, and people get burned out having to carry the load all the time. Next, what else was I going to say? I think an event organizer is really something. You're going to have to open your pocketbook up for that.
Yeah.
But you know, and that's part of the problem. The other thing guys have to understand, the Boys and Girls Club, if you have any contact with the DA, like Woody, do you guys know Woody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, those guys start the Boys and Girls Club event a year after when they're closing the tent from the last one. It is a year-long pressure of all of the people to get on it and to get donations, to get sponsors, and to puff it up. Okay, which The other thing that what we did was, if you recall, when you had Steve Takis, you invited Steve Takis to talk, okay, to us about how they organized the fundraiser for the Cancer Center, or went around them. What they did in that situation was is that they didn't have this little tiny group here, okay, who's pretty well exhausted. What they did was they went out and they said, okay, we need like 60 plus people or so, and we'll get them all in a room. And every one of you comes in and says, who do you think you could approach? Are you friends with any of these people that you can go talk to? Instead of us calling, having to call them out of the blue or out of the dark, they then set up people who would be able to go talk to their friends and people with whom they were working. This little group here is going to has problems that way because there's just not enough manpower, and there's probably not enough social connection with that kind of movement. But that's why, you know, if the friends membership is willing to come forth and say, okay, let's sit down with a big meeting and let's track it down. But they all sat down, they all wrote down the names of 10 or 20
and they
people.
Committed to those names,
No, they all wrote down the names of who they thought would be, could either help or who could be approached. And then they went out and pushed it from there. And I think the Boys and Girls Club does about the same.
Well, I know the Boys and Girls Club board members have to pay a rather hefty fee to join. And part of that fee can be selling tickets to events or
that's what Lori does.
Kind of thing. So, go ahead.
I agree with Bill. I was associated for many years with the St. Teresa's School Crab Feed. And you're right. The day after this year's, the committee will meet to start planning for next year's. And there's always at least 30 to 40 people on the committee. It's not 5 or 10. Same thing. They ask, well, who can you go to this year? Who can you go to? And they usually bring in between 10 and 20,000 on their silent auction. And it's because they work it year round. And a lot of the places in town will tell you, oh, it's our money is decided in January. You know, if you go in February, they'll say, oh, it's already been decided. So they hit everybody on their list hard in January. It's successful. It pays off.
Just as a reminder, now that we are subject to the open meeting law, any committee that's bigger than six would have to be publicly noticed and agendized. But anyhow.
Terrific.
Well, that doesn't necessarily apply to a fundraising committee.
Yes, all committees.
For the library. Just for this library.
Because it's the library.
Well, Lynn, I mean, see, here's what's occurring. We might as well just wrap it up and say we're going to run the books for it. Call it a day.
So you're done.
I mean, if you can't make a decision without having an open meeting law agenda and formal meeting on doing anything, then what's the point?
And the committee meetings are basically discussion. The committees don't make decisions. Committees discuss and go away. And then you still have to come to the meeting and present what it was you discussed and then take your vote. Committees are discussion only kind of things. That's
where does that thought process come from? I mean, didn't you just say that we have to have an open meeting law on that, on a committee? Why would they insist upon an open meeting law for a non-judgmental issue?
Well,
aren't there different?
It's basically just because of the number of people that you have. You cannot be making decisions without the board if you have more than a quorum.
But aren't there some specific instances for nonprofits opposed to...
It's not the nonprofit status, it's this library affiliation.
It's because of the legislation done last May that was particular for libraries. As, just because you're a nonprofit doesn't cut it. And my information came from an attorney who works for the Open Meeting Law Division of the state of Nevada.
Did you ask him about a fundraising committee that's not?
Any committee. Any committee that we have that has more than six people on it has to be an open meeting law, and then their notes have to be presented to the
How about three committee members?
Here it is, right here.
I don't have time.
Okay.
The reason why I say that is if it's going to hamstring us terribly, then what's the point? I mean, seriously, what's the point? I mean, if it's going to knock down.
Well, it wouldn't hamstring us. If you can get 30 people to show up for a meeting, more power to you. It's just that I have to know at least 3 days in advance so I can post it so everybody knows.
Well, is there a reason that it can't be an open meeting law?
I mean, it doesn't. Yeah. We're not going to be discussing things that we don't want the public to know about. I'm just telling you, if that's the route you want to take, this is what we have to do.
Either that or maybe we should pay taxes.
Yeah, I don't think you want to go there.
I don't know. I mean, you know, at some point in time, if we really, I mean, you're the one that carries the burden of the agenda and the noticing and all of that. I mean, you know, that's...
Once you get it down, it's not a burden.
Yeah, I know.
Only the timing-wise.
Okay, but you're... burden structure that I see is that everything that comes up has to take that into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
I promised myself I wasn't going to say anything, but God, I don't know why.
I also promised myself I was going to do more
who
listening.
Who did you talk to, this attorney that deals with the open meeting law?
I don't remember his name. I have it written down at home, but I don't remember his name.
Did you meet with him?
No,
on-site or off-site?
I talked to him on the phone. I talked to him. I asked him some questions. Mm-hmm. He said, I'll get back to you. He did some research, and he got back to me and gave me answers to my questions. So I'm not questioning what his answers were, because I think he really knows what he was doing.
And this doesn't say
what?
The type of meeting
it
has to be.
Right, that's why I called him to ask him about it.
This doesn't say at all the type of meeting it should be.
He said as long as it's a quorum of your board of directors, then it has to be, or, you know, the number that makes up the quorum of your board of directors.
But if we're talking about a fundraising committee, you wouldn't necessarily have to have a quorum of the board of directors.
No,
all of these other people
would,
or not.
Even if the board is not involved, they are members, and they report to the board of directors. And if there's more than a quorum of the board of directors, which in this case now is six or seven, then their meetings have to be agendized.
So who pushed this through the legislature?
People that were more...
People down south that needed
involved.
It wasn't us, I'm sure.
No.
But it could benefit us down the road. I don't see it happening anytime soon, but anyhow.
Okay.
So.
New Year's Eve.
Or any other date that was not connected to a holiday where people might be out of town. Does anybody have any more comments on any of that?
I would like to see us just restricted to one big friggin' fundraiser a year. You can do your little things like the bookstore does all the time, but just one. We are in so much competition with every other nonprofit in Carson City that we're killing the merchants. Asking too much from them. The people are just, you know, all the taxpayers are spread thin going to everything.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a hardcore group that goes to everyone and supports every one of the fundraisers here in Carson.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that were the Boys and Girls Club were people that I had never thought of. I know our group that usually comes to our functions and goes to Cassie, all those West Side attorneys, they didn't bid. They sat there very quietly.
Probably got outbid by some of the other people.
Who was bidding? Sure and Trust was bidding. And I'm just thinking, whoa, you know. But again, they all receive invitations, private invitations to come to this wonderful big to-do.
I sent out.
Yes, you did.
270 invitations this year.
Yeah.
And other than those of you who always come, I don't think anybody came.
You know.
And I did that at my own expense. I didn't charge you for the stamps.
Considering that you've made such an effort, you know, to make the New Year's Eve party successful, and we've been going, well, I've been with the browser, I mean, the Friends of the Library, I think, only going on 7 years, but the rest of you, obviously, I mean, like Bill and
Sandy.
The rest of us are really newbies.
Yeah.
I mean, Patty and I are 7 years, and then,
so
yeah.
Where are your ideas?
So my ideas, I'm in agreement with her, because it's just getting to be a kind of a, it's like spinning your wheels. You're putting all this time and effort, and even in this meeting, we're taking up minutes discussing something that's really not relatively important to any of us, because it's not going to go anywhere. And you're right. We need to do, if even one event, maybe your 4th of July one will be more successful this year. I'll bet you're going to have a committee of a group doing that, and some of us take upon ourselves to function with our family. Oh, we go away. We're not here. I don't know. And we've got all these people that have joined Friends of the Library, and out of that, how many? We've got the group that works with Patty in the store. The rest of them, this is it. And it's getting to be kind of
okay. Does anybody have anything else?
I'm sorry.
Because New Year's Eve?
Yeah. Because if you don't, I'm going to table that and move on, because I think some of the other things are going to relate back to this.
One quick comment. You know, the year before, Dwight Millard and his group showed up. Okay. I'm not so sure that that's in play. I don't recall any, because he brought
He had a whole table there the last year. He didn't have anybody there this year except.
I know he didn't come.
The freebie that came in late.
But is the argument that they just don't want to go to the plaza?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Nothing that's connected with him.
I think it has anything to do with.
They're trying to boycott him, is what they're trying to do.
And they're doing a dog.
And these are what, businesses in the area?
City officials.
Yeah. City officials.
The supervisors. I was surprised to see her there.
Well, Lori was there because I asked her.
Yeah.
The mayor still comes.
Yeah, he had a prior commitment this past year.
But
he's a big library supporter, so.
Yes.
You would think he would have influence on the rest of the board.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm one of the newbies, kind of. I mean, I've been doing stuff for like 15 years, but I'm newbie to this. And what I'm hearing is there are so many other nonprofits and other organizations, you know, bidding for people's money and time. I wonder if, especially at New Year's Eve, my husband and I don't come because, we have plans.
What do you do?
Or we do, we have a group of friends that we have done New Year's Eve with for 20 years. Mm. You know. But that's nothing neither here nor there. I wonder if something more specific to the library, like having I agree with Sandy, one big fundraiser, something maybe during National Book Week or something when everybody else in town's not having something.
They are between, what is it, May, June, July, and August. Everybody's doing something. Every weekend, you've got three or four things going on. Yeah. So our having a New Year's Eve party, we were the only nonprofit, so at that time, I think we still, I'm not sure, that is doing something in December. So I wanted to maintain that because we were the only ones doing it.
Except now I think there are a couple others, and restaurant and casino in town is doing something.
Yeah, but see, we're over early, so we can always say, and you guys can go over there afterwards if you want to, because we close at 9.
I said, you know, we're not loud and noisy and smoke-filled, and we're not full of drunks, and you can leave here and go join all them if you want
Absolutely.
To at 10 o'clock.
So, but I don't know if there are any other nonprofits that are doing New Year's.
There didn't used to be. I don't know either.
I don't know. So we'd have to do some research on that. But I'd like to hold that as a restricted just for us. Because, my God, Cassie's now only doing one thing. You know, just you can't.
Girls do one thing.
Boys and girls do one big major thing.
Yeah.
St. Teresa's does one big thing. You know, you have to always narrow it down.
To find out when all those other big things are.
In the summer, when it's nice.
Between May and August, like you
said. Yeah. The problem with waiting until New Year's Eve is the money's all gone.
No, it's not gone. They still have some.
Well, they claim it's all gone.
Spend
no.
on Christmas.
Yeah.
I was going to say one other thing, though, for fundraising stuff in the group over here. I don't know if it's still in play, but there used to be a Friends of the Library and Trustees newsletter that came out. We used to have a membership in that group, the Friends did. I don't know whether that got dropped off or not, but it's quite a little, I think it was a monthly newsletter. Okay.
Different from what Phyllis does.
I don't know what, but I'm just talking off the top of my head, and I really promised myself I wouldn't say it. Here, it is a newsletter, a fat newsletter, national. That defines what various Friends organizations are doing to promote activities, fundraisers, and the things that involve the library, like you were talking about. Right. Maybe they have a special night at the library or something like that, or an ice carving contest at the library. But in other words, what I think, besides my theory that I think that we should have an event organizer, because I'm really cautious about who's going to pick up the pieces if Phyllis is not going to be running on New Year's Eve. And I don't know if that's in play, but if that's what's in play, guys, that's going to be a big hole to fill. So what you end up having to do is this, but if nothing more, we could just get that thing and circulate it around and you could spark plug it. We could have another meeting.
There is a whole folder full of them over at the bookstore.
Yeah, but we should know that. Mm-hmm. And your fundraising, see, I never did hear what happened to that fundraising committee that special one that you had. Did they ever come up with anything?
What fundraising?
Back then when I came to the ones with the financial and...
Well, the other one was strategic planning. It wasn't fundraising, per se, no.
I thought one of those was fun. Anyway, long story short, for those of you who are interested, vitally interested, I used to think it was a really good deal. Mm-hmm. What happened to me was that it would get taken and it would never show up again. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Because we only get one copy.
But that could be printed and set around. It used to be a punch hole binder, but it's full of ideas as to how other Friends units are
is
working.
Is that the National Library Association thing?
Right.
Is that what he's talking
the
about?
ALA.
Oh, okay. We pay dues to that.
It is still there.
Yeah.
Well, because in order to access their site, you have to get the coding or whatever it is off one of the printouts.
Okay.
And it'll tell you, because it may very well be, if anybody's really interested, you know, I think you try to quit reinventing the wheel. I'm leaving, so.
Yeah, I know you are.
I'll be back in 5. I've got to leave, but I'll be back after.
Okay, because I was trying, hopefully, getting to a spot where we can break for lunch, but.
Well, let me keep talking, because I'm bringing lunch.
You're bringing part of it, yeah. Okay. So, from what I have gathered from all of this, that we definitely do not want to make 4th of July a fundraiser. We do not want to do the Reno Aces at all. If you want to go to a ball game, you can go on your own. And New Year's Eve, we're still tossing around, which we may get back to after some other discussions. So let's move on to 3B, which is comments, ideas, and suggestions for fundraising, which we've also kind of covered. And I had an idea that I bounced off of Cena one day when she and I were together, and she said it might work, but you might want to tweak it a little more. Originally, it was a membership drive kind of thing, not necessarily a fundraiser. But and I know this came out of that newsletter that you're talking about, because the San Francisco Library used to do it at a different branch every month or so. They would have like a craft beer is the big thing. Craft beer, and I said craft cocktails, but Cena said you don't want to go there because then your permit will be sky high to deal with hard liquor, you know, kind of thing. So craft beer, music, food in the library, an open house, kind of come and see how members of the Friends of the Library have helped the library. We can hopefully maybe get the virtual reality people to come back down and demonstrate the virtual reality thing. She said you could offer babysitting, not here probably to do what you want to do, but the Parks and Recreation Department is now doing babysitting for events. I don't know whether it's $10 a family or $10 a head, but something like that. You would charge them enough to cover their membership, and then if you wanted to make it a fundraiser, then you would up it a little bit. But, and then once they've become a member, then they only have to pay the upped part, if you will, to come to another one. Well, your membership card then would get you in to however many times you want to do it. Or if you just wanted to make it a fundraiser, you just make it a one time. If you come to this event, you get a basic membership. And then we get the rest to cover the, again, we never seem to get the donated liquor and food, but to cover our liquor and food. that was another idea for a new thing. Or if you've got somebody who's really good, you want to bring in a celebrity or something, which we've done once very successfully and once not so successfully. So I don't know whether you would want to attempt that again. Anybody have any ideas or comments along those lines?
Well, you could tie all that into New Year's. You could make it not a fundraiser for applicants, but a membership drive for the New Year's thing as well. Mm-hmm. You know, just pile everything into one big function and do it once a year. Mm-hmm. You want to get a celebrity to come down and be an MC, possibly. I know, the mayor is wonderful, but he couldn't make it last time. But get mm-hmm. somebody in there. Every time we have Kenny at a function, oh God, the money rolls in. Not that he's a celebrity, but he's local and everybody right. knows him, and he brings the folks in.
He's also been invited to our New Year's Eve party every year.
Oh really?
He never comes.
Never
so. Come.
He comes to all the Cassie stuff. Maybe mm-hmm. he likes dogs. I
don't know. Well, that may be because he has a relationship with Lisa.
No, he likes animals. He's got the canine shit going
like
on.
Likes animals and doesn't read, so there you go.
Well, no.
And I've only seen his wife out, but they did go to the Boys and Girls thing. And I told her, I said, I haven't seen you in 10 years. She comes out to that, the Boys and Girls Club, and nothing else.
That's why I say you need somebody else doing this, because I don't have those connections.
Yes.
Well, I'm not sure anybody here does.
Yeah, I don't have any connections at all. I wonder if it needs to be tailored more to a specific age group, because people my age and older read. Millennials do not read.
That's not quite accurate. Some of them
well,
do.
Some yeah. of them do. Some, yes. of, them, some of them do, but nationally they don't read. You know, and Generation X may read, but they don't have money because they're paying babysitting and other things for their kids. So I wonder if tailoring it to a specific group would help.
Our members are all old, most of them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you were trying to get
I didn't know that.
That's that was one thing that I was going to bring up when we get to that section is that we don't really know that much about our members. We send out the they fill out the application, and yes, there is a place to check other. And perhaps we need to, when Jolena sends out her renewals, maybe we need to develop a questionnaire or a survey. Why are you joining? What can you bring to the organization? Are you willing to come in and help?
Mm-hmm.
What age group do you fall in? What would you like to see us do mm-hmm. to bring you out to join us?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have any idea how old any of our members are, except us, you know, and we're all old, mm-hmm. some of us older.
You go to the restaurant, find them.
Yes. but maybe we need to find out more about our members. And the other thing is that we ask everybody to come and help us. The personal touch might be an advantage. Jolena, on Saturday we're doing a blah blah and we need somebody to sit at the table from 12 to 1. Would you be willing to come and help me? Approach people personally instead of this mass, can you come and help us? Would you join us? Blah, blah. Maybe we need to be a little bit more personable towards our members. I don't know. It's just a thought.
How about a phone tree calling them and talking to them?
Well, I
did that. That sometimes works and sometimes it doesn't.
No, I mean, just to let them know that we're in play and we're interested in them.
Thanks for joining. I mean, I know you send a nice note and a card, but just a follow-up phone call. You know, we don't have that many per month that it would take that much time, but just, what are your interests, you know, make
right.
notes.
What yeah. And when they check other, maybe we need to have a committee or a person to call the people and say, you checked off other.
What's it mean?
What would you
what
like?
What are your skills?
Yeah, yeah what are your skills? What would you like to do?
Can,
what a lot can, of them don't check anything.
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah.
Most of your renewals don't.
Yeah.
New members might.
Matter of fact, some of them I'm lucky if I can figure out who they are.
Right.
Because they just scribble something and, you know, pay.
It would be interesting to find out why they're joining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, why are you giving us our, say, $50 or $20? It's certainly not because you're going to get a 10% discount in the bookstore. I don't think that's the big draw. So why are they joining? Is it just because they want to support
okay.
the library? And if so, then we kind of maybe need
so
to know that they're only interested in giving us their $20. They're not going to do anything else.
And we have a lot of people that come to browsers that are not members.
That's very true.
You
exactly.
kind of skipped on to another subject.
I'm sorry.
But
I
no,
did.
That's
I,
all right.
My bad.
Because we do need to discuss that further. But so, but what I'm getting from here is quit talking about fundraising anymore because we may not want to do it.
No, we only want to do one.
We want to do one and maybe make it a combined.
Make it a big splash.
All
I mean,
right.
If we do a membership drive and we get new members, that's sort of fundraising.
Yeah.
Right?
No, not really.
Not.
Depends how much you have to pay in order to get those new members.
If they're just
yeah.
buying their membership, it's not a fundraiser.
Well, she's saying in the sense that they pay for a membership, that increases our funds. And so in a sense, it is a
yeah,
fundraiser,
it
but if it costs us more...
Instead of 100 members, if you end up having
200
members...
Falls
with a good
under, it's a different line item, and
yeah.
membership is different than fundraising.
You're
going
to get more money into the whole bunch.
You don't get a write-off for being a member. You get a write-off for being a fundraiser.
Oh.
Okay. On to discussing the bookstore and any comments, ideas, and suggestions on how or what could be done to make it better or leave it alone or how do we get more customers or whatever, just anything to do with the bookstore.
Well, Patty mentioning a questionnaire or a survey, if you're going to do one, I would ask people things like what kind of things do you think would improve the bookstore? Or right. What kind of things would you like to see? Mm-hmm. So that we don't have, like we don't know who our members are, we don't have any idea who's interested in an author event, except for the few of us that show up mm-hmm. when the author is there that we want to hear. So I think a questionnaire, if we could do it, but aren't they notorious for not getting a lot of return?
Well, we won't know until we try.
You probably need an online questionnaire.
Well, and that's the one I'm used to with some other things.
Or what about a questionnaire at the browsers? Just keep a pile of them, and every customer you hand them, say, would you mind taking a moment or two and filling this out?
That would be a really good idea.
We should give one to every customer who comes
and
in.
And next time you come back, if you could please bring it, we'd really appreciate your comments.
Mm-hmm. And Jolena has an interesting point when she says online. However, there are a large number of people out there that simply
don't use computers.
Yeah.
What I was going to suggest was both.
Right.
Yeah. Both printed and online.
That's a great idea.
SurveyMonkey, SurveyMonkey. I've done them for other. I haven't done the survey, but I've responded to them for other.
Yeah, ones. I have not.
It only takes like 10 minutes, you know.
Right.
And usually they keep it pretty short. And
I don't know
because if you do a long survey,
they're not going to do it.
Yeah. So 5 questions, 6 questions, and you do it in.
Yeah, like I
10
just
minutes.
Got one from Carson Tahoe. Because I went and had my mammogram, and it said 3 minutes.
I have no idea how to set.
I don't know how to set one of those up either, but I'll bet somebody here at the library could help.
As far as the bookstore, I think it would be advantageous if we expanded somehow our no-cost advertising. I don't know what our advertising budget is. I don't know how much it costs to put stuff on Facebook or Carson Now. I know Twitter's free. And it's
Carson
Now
is
$180 a month. Is it possible that we could set up a schedule? And Joanne, I'm certainly not meaning to pick on you because you're our publicity person. But is there any way we could set up something so that we routinely have something almost every day or in out somewhere?
Well, on Facebook, you can boost the posts. And if you do that, they send it out to more people, and that's like $5 each. Time you boost. That's one way. But if you send a lot more out to the same people, they're just going to get sort of, mm-hmm. I just already saw that, and I'm not going to keep looking because she just keeps doing the same thing.
Well, that's over Facebook. Do you do it? Uh-huh. Fantastic, the one you just did on the VHSs and all that.
Okay, good.
Very nice.
Okay.
Liked
very
it
nice.
A lot. Yeah.
And the
very well done.
The last author one.
Yeah.
The guy who's coming Thursday.
Yeah.
That actually, all I do on that one is somebody gives me that and I just put it on there. But we like if we're having, I should do the sales and we should be able to do 2 or 3. But if you do something
every
over
day.
And over again.
Not the same thing over
same
and over
thing.
Again.
For a different one each time.
For example, maybe on Monday we could do, this is our bargain room, great things to be found, cheap, blah, blah. And on Wednesday we do, this is room 2, and this is where our fiction is, and yada, yada, yada kind of stuff.
How often do you post?
As often as I can. However, and I've mentioned this to Phyllis in an email. What I need is a committee. There needs to be more than one person doing this.
Right,
I think
I'm
part
sure.
of this will be taken care of once we get the website, social media management kind of stuff. Some of it. I mean, that probably will be more bigger events, and maybe we'll just be depending on you for the bookstore happenings because they're kind of last minute sometimes.
It's actually relatively easy once somebody learns how to do that.
Right.
So if you had more than one person, we do have more than one person that's able to post.
People that are on Facebook that could just
post
it or share what you put out or what it
Maybe you need to teach those of us who are kind of ignorant when it comes to Facebook how to do it. Because I can tweet. That's brainless. But as far as Facebook and Carson Now, I don't have any idea.
Something every day is because then when Carson Now picks it up, you're at the top of the list.
For a very short period
for
of time.
For a very short period of time.
And that's why you
if you
to
don't
do
put anything in only more once or twice a week, then you're always way at the
down
bottom.
At the bottom.
Right. And for a while I was doing like do a room or get some books out there and just take a picture of the books or whatever. Mm-hmm. But quite honestly, I don't have so much time. That's why the other reason I need
to get another
else.
Person or
I need another person. Yeah. Yeah, there needs to be another person. Who
somebody
can
who does know uses Facebook or is on
right.
Facebook.
Right, because it's pretty easy to do it if you know what you know. It mm-hmm. doesn't take long. I can do that. I can do a little thing like I did for the food. Dry.
That was really good.
And that's just, you pull it off, you right. take a picture of it, and you just stick it on there. Mm-hmm. So once you show somebody this, it takes 10 minutes, 15 minutes, that's all it takes. Mm-hmm. But you have to go to your computer, you have to plan it out, you have to do it, and it just, it's my issue and my fault.
Oh, no,
I don't,
no.
It's my issue, I don't have the time anymore because I've got myself going so many places. So now it's my own stupid fault is what I meant. I just agreed to too many things. We're part of another group where she knows Judy Welch, who can talk you into anything. Mm-hmm. So
okay, but yeah,
that's my fault.
Show me.
Okay.
Because I have a husband who's going to need something to do.
Yeah. Good, because it really isn't hard. All we have to do is get whoever the person is on as another person.
Right.
And I know we did that once before, but again, my memory isn't so
strong. I think you have to be careful, though, about doing something every day. I know my husband belongs to an organization that sends out something every day. And his way of dealing with that is he looks at whatever it says it is, and if that's not interesting, you just delete.
Well, it's like the emails we all get. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, how many emails do you get from companies every day?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And what do? I check them and just delete them, period.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you don't want to oversaturate people with things. And you do want it to be different.
But if you did the sales at the bookstore or the author events and maybe once a week, something, you know.
How often do we post on the board out front? And how often can we post?
I don't know how often they change that, because it's not always up to date. And I need to have them change the hours on it now. So
I'm just wondering if we can't put little blurbs more frequently on.
I asked the other day who was doing that. I thought Sina had given us a email address to post on for that board, and I said I forgot what that was, and I don't want to clutter up her email, and they said, oh, just clutter up her email. So obviously they didn't know what it was either. So I think at the moment she may be the only one who's doing, who's actually inputting what goes on that board. I don't know if it's going to continue to be that way.
It would be nice if we could just put, you know, browser so that they see the browser, the name often, more frequent.
Right.
Check out the browsers next door. Mm-hmm. Now, it doesn't have to be anything complicated.
Well,
book sale next door.
I still get people when I'm working who say, I didn't know you were here.
That's what I was going to say. That's the other issue, is that people just don't know it's here. And I think that's what we're looking at, the media stuff, contract person to do.
Right.
And while we have them, a lot of these kinds of questions should be asked.
Right.
How is there, do you oversaturate Facebook? Should you do, you know, those are the kinds of questions we need to talk to a person who does this for a living about.
Well,
because none of us do.
We don't know, But it seems to me like if we have actual events, like a sale that lasts for more than a day, but even that's good, but those are the ones she can do. Author events, big events where you're selling tickets or whatever, membership drives, those kinds of things, when they happen, you post them on Carson Now, you do them maybe 3 times a week just until that event happens, and then it's gone. In between, you could do the, did you know we are a charity of choice on Amazon Smile for all of you who shop on Amazon? You know, did you know that membership to Friends is only $20 a year?
That's a really good idea.
You know, just little things
that's a good
like
idea.
That. so that our presence is at the top of the list every day for a while.
Yeah, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
We were all thinking of different things, but, and so that's great. Mm-hmm. And that's again why you have more than one person doing it. And because you only have so many thought processes you can do in one day, right?
Come up with the thoughts. And the lady who's been doing the author event things for me said, you don't really need to necessarily repost what she puts out, but you can repost, but what you need people to do is share them, not like it. Share it, because then it continues to go out to all of their people.
For instance, the one that about Ron Bell, that's his name, who's coming on Thursday. Mm-hmm. The one that was on Facebook that I shared it to a friend who lives out where he lives and asked her to share it with all the people there. Mm-hmm. You know, it can really filter into a lot of people.
Right, right.
But then, I have to admit that I'm not always the best person to do that, because I kind of read it and say, oh, I'll do that after I load the washer and after I do the dishes, and then it's gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. But those are the kinds of things that we need to do, and I think a lot of them will happen when we're
I like Connie's idea of having a little survey that we hand out to the customers.
I do too. Yeah. I do too.
Yes.
I like that a lot.
How do we communicate to the unknowns out there what Browser's Corner is?
That's a good question.
Because to me, you know, I might see some Browser's Corner. Well, does that mean I'm browsing for gifts, or am I browsing for?
That's why the whole name of the store is Browser's Corner. But that does store.
Yeah, but that probably doesn't click to a lot of people.
We'd have to put an ad in the paper, and that's costly.
The fact that it's used books would mean a lot to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't Dog Ears going out too?
Huh?
I think Dog Ears is going out. She's selling, or it's closing.
I don't know. They've been.
That's what somebody said to me the other day on Friday when I was at the Browser's working.
Really?
They said that Dog Ear was leaving.
Yeah, when I was working Saturday, we had four different people who had been referred to us from Browser's because they were
Dog Ear.
From Roxy?
From Dog Ear, because they were going to be.
She didn't
closing.
Say a thing to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's one of our big customers too.
I know.
Yeah, I know. So is Linda from
Minden.
Linda Finch from down in Minden, and unfortunately, Linda can only come on Mondays. So when we plan big sales, they need to start on a Monday. So Linda will come because she spends a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, since, you know, like, if Dog Ears does go away, then we're the only bookstore.
Right,
we're
so
yet.
Yeah. And it might be worthwhile to put something in the paper and just have one great big friggin' ad.
Well, you know,
and
maybe,
this is who we are and what we do.
I hate to say it. I mean, if she's already sending customers our way, maybe we can ask her to hand out our card or something to her customers, since she's no longer going to be there. Unless she's trying to sell, then she's not going to want to do that.
Yeah.
But if she's actually closing down, maybe she could just...
You may get her inventory. Be careful.
No, we can't buy it, but...
half of it comes from us.
We don't want what she bought back, thank you.
No. I'm just saying, maybe she can direct her customers with a flyer or just our card or our bookmarker or something.
I would need to hear from her.
Yeah,
sure,
she's really doing that.
Sure,
because we have been in contact with her over recycling stuff, and she's not mentioned a word about.
Well, she got back in town, I believe, last Wednesday. So I'll need to talk to her about recycling this week, which we're not going to do anything with.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a reason for me to call her. And I'm just going to flat out say, hey, we've heard rumors that you're shutting down your store. Is there any truth to this? And she'll tell me.
That would be, that might affect how we compensate her for what she's already done, too.
Yeah. Because
if she's going out of business, she probably wouldn't want a gift card.
Right. And it would also Well, we'll talk about recycling, you and I together in the closet.
Okay.
Oh, that's not an open meeting.
Bill Sevier is coming right back, didn't he?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, let's give him a few more minutes.
Can I say one more thing about the bookstore?
Mm-hmm.
Every Saturday, because I work on Saturdays, and we get a number, almost every Saturday, we get someone who is visiting from another place, and after they walk through the bookstore, they come back and say, this is the best organized bookstore, it's clean, it's neat, mm-hmm. Yeah, we wish we had something like this. And I think Patty and all of her volunteers, should... be very proud of themselves because,
yes, they should.
It is pretty much the only thing in town because mm-hmm. I know I don't go to dog ears anymore.
I will be very honest. I could not ask for a better group of volunteers. I think there does not seem to be any more yap, yap, yap behind the backs, or at least if it has, it hasn't come back to me yet. But everyone seems to get along. Everybody is more than willing to step in and trade and share their shifts. I mean, Connie and Joanne are constantly back and forth. It's like, oh my God. But everybody is getting along and working very well together, and I could not be more thankful. Mm-hmm. And we are making money, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you are making money.
Mm-hmm. Are we making enough money?
I had mentioned to Phil's 3 or 4 days ago that March was probably your biggest budget because of the number of work days.
Uh-huh.
And I told her how much it was, and it sounds like you're going to be within $100 or so.
We exceeded it a little bit, I think. But
really?
That's before I take out the discounts and the membership.
Right.
But yeah.
Can I ask you a question regarding that? I just did, the end of the month. How would you have a cash refund?
What?
A cash refund.
That was done by Mary. She knows how to do it.
She did a cash refund.
Yeah, she did a cash refund.
We refunded anything.
And then was supposed to have put it immediately back on her credit card, because she doesn't think the credit card went through.
Well, it's really odd that we had a cash refund and the pink bag was over by $3, same dollar amount.
Huh?
And I'm thinking, I don't know what to do with this anymore. I just am so confused by the whole thing. So, the $3 discrepancy, the $3 cash refund, which meant, I balanced, I was fine. Then I think, okay, I'm looking at the pink bag and it's $3 over. It's like, okay.
How?
I don't know. I don't know.
I didn't think we refunded anything.
We're not supposed to. Except that's how she handled it because she knows how to get in there.
And perhaps that's something that should be
not
discussed.
Be done.
It
should not be done.
Yeah. Well, it was probably, I'm assuming, somebody thought that it was going to be a cash purchase, but it was a credit card, and they hit the cash before they could do the credit card. Mm-hmm. So she probably backed the cash purchase out and then recharged it as a credit card.
Right.
That's what I'm assuming she did.
I'm sure that's what she did.
Yeah.
But maybe that shouldn't be allowed.
But also told me that she never got the screen for them to sign the credit card or the ability to get a receipt or something. So I'm thinking, then you didn't actually.
If they didn't sign, if the sign thing didn't come, it probably didn't sign it. But I'm assuming that was her intent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it didn't go through the register.
Some reason, the credit card purchase didn't go through.
No, the credit card was fine. Credit card's all balanced.
Well, if it didn't show, you wouldn't know.
Right.
Right.
If it didn't actually take.
If it didn't charge. If it didn't register in the register that there was a charge for X number of dollars to balance out that cash refund, you wouldn't know that.
I'm showing is that there's $3.
Right, a refund.
Refund.
Did you by any chance see a $3 credit card charge at the same day, same time?
No.
See, okay, it probably didn't go in.
Yeah.
But then how did the $3 get in?
But I'm assuming that's what
I don't know.
Well, that $3 in the bag is a different mystery in and of itself.
I think we did notice that the bag was not correct.
Yeah.
And that was like, now you know why it's locked in the safe.
Yes. However, it doesn't help. You could lock it in the icebox and it wouldn't make any difference.
There would be lock on the icebox.
Yeah. it's rather unnerving every time I get there and I'm going, what?
I try to discourage anybody from going into item areas in that computer where you don't need to be.
I got to ask a question. I'm kind of confused. I don't understand how something like the pink bag can be over or under, because every shift we fill, I'm not saying it isn't, I can't comprehend
it. Because something is not put on the register. See, everything, the cash, checks, and credit cards all have to add up to what was put on the register.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, so if it doesn't, where is it? You're short.
Right. Okay. That would be the register is short.
That's register short, or the credit cards, or whatever.
But
the pink bag.
The pink bag. I'm just saying that for me to understand this, which I can't, is every shift we fill out that little piece of paper.
Based upon what the register is telling you.
Correct. Okay. And then we take, let's say I've got 25 cents in change, mm-hmm. so I take my 25 cents and I put it on my form and I put the 25 cents in the pink bag. So every shift does that. So after every day, we should know.
And you know, every time I've been balancing it, I've been doing every 5 days. I sit down there and I balance it. And then I called Patty one day. I went, you know, why not? Well, because I didn't have that $3 from the day I picked up hadn't been reconciled by the shift manager. So that cash wasn't in there. So then again, I'm not balancing, you see, because I'm missing information.
Are you saying it's a timing?
Yeah, could be timing.
Okay, so it's not necessarily that we're not balancing every day in the pink bag with what our sheets say.
At the end of the month, everything should balance.
Absolutely, I agree with you that.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So when it doesn't, I'm all caught up. Because on the last day of the month, I go in and I clean out everything except change in donations. I take all money out of the pink bag, I take all the money out of donations that's paper, and I bring it home. Okay. And it should add up to what went in. Okay.
Right.
Well, now this month I was $3.70
over. I just don't get that. How
Me
that
neither.
Happens, because isn't it reconciled every day?
Then I can see how it could be under, but I don't see how
it could be
over.
I don't even see how it could be under.
I don't either, yeah.
Because it's reconciled every day.
You're supposed to have $600 in there. So when I add up all the money that I've collected from the pink bag and all the money that's been given to me off the register that you told me you collected from the register, it should add up to $600. Right. Well, it was $603.70.
And I thought, is that including the cash box?
Well, somebody didn't key it.
No.
Key it into the
Well, the cash box is
they took the money and they bought it.
Yeah, the cash box is part of the $600.
And they never put the.
I mean, only certain people are allowed to take money out of the cash box and they know
what they
do.
Correct. And that started out that one person on a shift was given permission to go into the cash box to make change.
Right.
And I said, this is not public knowledge. So she immediately told her coworker. So it went downhill from there.
So who manages the cash? Because I don't look at the cash box.
I balance that sucker every morning.
Okay, then I'm not worried about the
cash
box.
And so does Cindy.
So we're only but yes, to answer your question, that $600 is part of the cash box. Yes.
It just blows my mind that if it's reconciled every single day, the pink bag with the bags that we put in the safe, how can at the end of the month be a discrepancy? Over. Either over or under.
I don't see how it can be under.
Oh, I do.
I don't see how it can be either way. It should match.
It should match.
How it can be over. The $3 is because the credit card thing didn't take.
So you think the person actually gave...
She gave him back the $3 cash.
And then they
turned around and wanted to put it on their credit card, and it didn't take.
But then it wouldn't affect the pink bag.
But it wouldn't affect $3 over, the pink bag.
Well,
because
she's not balancing because she didn't get that one credit card thing.
Yeah. Well, she wouldn't know about that one credit card because the sale was deleted, and it was never rerun. So she wouldn't know about it.
Everything on the credit cards were wrong. Everything.
Right, but if the credit card never went through, the sale was never rung up on the register.
This is true. Okay.
Okay, so you wouldn't even know about it. So that $3 that she refunded
went back to the customer, and then the customer got away with not paying.
Right.
But we would never know that.
No. Right, and the 70 cents was probably just from...
So that's not the $3 that your bag was over, unless the customer gave this person $3 and they just stuck it in the pink bag and didn't ring it up on the register, which doesn't make any sense either.
No.
Yeah, because...
No, but then if you go back to it, if it's reconciled every single day...
Well, the only thing, there is a time, there is one time warp where I can't balance. And that's when I pick up that day, that morning... The manager has not reconciled and checked the bags. So I'm missing the cash from the pink bag. I'm missing that information for that morning, for that
for
shift.
For example,
for the day before.
When I went
in, it's not important that I know, and I hate to waste everybody's time, but I hear that we're always over or under.
Yeah,
and
it's,
I can't.
It's amazing to
it
me too.
It just blows my mind.
For example,
yeah, because
this
we're
morning,
writing down.
I went in.
I know what you do. I know.
And
I know. I know.
Saturday's
I just don't know what to tell you.
Deposit slips
makes
my we're not
head
in the black
every
bags.
Time.
Because
it's
she
magic.
Came in and got.
I, oh, so then you don't
I
know.
Would not have
so
your job I haven't a clue.
Apparently,
all
I'll have it until I die.
Don't register to a certain
call the team in China.
And it will show me what the sales were. How many customers bought and what the average sale was. That's
so
all
that
I
could
have
be a problem right there that we need to maybe correct so that we don't have this thing where we're over or we're thinking we're over or under whatever.
See, I don't
or
get the pink bag for the day before. See, when I close out, when I pick up for the first 5 days, the pink bag is still out in front or the pink bag is still in the safe. I haven't reconciled that. You understand?
No, I don't.
And
I'm
see,
sorry.
When she comes to take the money,
it's
she does
from
not
the days
take.
Before.
It sounds like it's a timing issue.
Excuse
it
me.
Is.
She does not take the coins. She only takes the bills, except at the end of the month. So
but you reconcile the coins every day.
No,
that's
the pink
very
bag.
True.
Well, that makes the over and under.
Well, it's reconciled every day. That's why I can't grasp how it can be over and under if it's reconciled unless they know every day that.
And
then they should know what shift is doing it.
And so how do you
and
think
And then they should
that,
be able to address
I,
the people that work that shift to correct the problem.
So how do you think I feel when I go into the pink bag and I... Shift one has a quarter, shift two has a quarter, shift three has a quarter, that's 75 cents.
75 cents.
I got
bag.
75 cents and I write it all down and I go, okay. And I open the pink bag and there's more than 75 cents in there.
Scary, isn't it?
Yeah, somehow we should be able to identify
well, no, see,
what shift
there, okay, there you go right there. That's one of the things. The money, you know, you're trusting these people to do this.
And
I
believe
love
that
them, you
all
know?
The volunteers are yeah. not... I don't think a single one of them is stealing money.
No,
or
no.
No, no, no,
no,
no,
no,
no, no, no.
Except I caught one the other night, and she. What was she gonna do? Who was working that last shift? None of you guys. But anyway, she grabbed the donation box. I went, no! It's the last day of the month. Don't touch that. She says, I need to make change. I'll do it right here. I said, we'll do it right here. But I gave this guy too much. I need to make change. I said, oh my God, okay. What are we off? She says, we're going to be a penny off. I said, don't worry about it.
Yeah,
don't touch the donation.
A penny
jar.
Is do okay.
A penny I can handle, which was fine.
$3.70.
A penny is good. $3.70 is a curiosity. $3 refund in cash.
Well, I'm sure that would be something like Mary. They didn't want to pay cash and... But the fact that the credit card didn't go
and
through.
And the thing is, Mary has the ability to do that because when Phyllis has been gone, she's our IT person.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
And I have the ability to get in there and do it, but I
you should.
I prefer not to.
And I'm sure Mary prefers not to, too, but if the customer says, I don't have the cash, and you've already rung it up. See,
no,
I know
then you don't ring it. You don't ring it till you see the money.
I agree.
Yes,
and I never, I personally don't hit that button on the bottom.
You
until
say,
I
it comes to $5.70, and you look at them like, how are you paying?
Right.
Yeah,
how right.
I want to see the green
hit,
before
I
hit the button.
I agree with you. I don't hit it, but I can't speak for everybody.
Lunch is ready.
So somehow,
we're still
you know,
trying to figure out
and
this conversation about the money has nothing to do with this particular.
Oh, sorry. I just,
it has to do with the browser.
Well, yeah, it does.
I'm going to stop and let us.